Good morning. It's Morning Edition here on your NPR News Station, WBHM. I'm Scott Hanley. A road trip. Columnist John Archibald of the Alabama Media Group has almost finished his month-long traveling the highways and two-lane roadways of Alabama and a few dirt roads along the way as well, writing a story a day from places all over. John joins us on Morning Edition most Thursday mornings on WBHM, and he's in the studio with us today after getting exposed to some public art in what you might say are unexpected places.
Yeah, you know, apparently in small towns across Alabama, it's a big thing to commission huge murals that really tell the stories of those towns and the people. And in Andalusia and in Dothan, there's 22 of these things covering buildings that are just huge and really quite beautiful and tell their story. And it's a pretty fascinating thing.
Well, so you even wrote about the fact that maybe we need some more of this in Birmingham.
Yeah, and I'm not sure whether Birmingham's the kind of place that wants to put all of its histories on the walls. But you look at some of these blank brick walls and some that are filled with graffiti that aren't so attractive and some that have some murals that, let's face it, are not quite of the same caliber. The way it brightens up, I mean, it just gives a pride in those communities that I found fascinating. And as a proponent of public art, I'd like to see more of it up here anyway. Maybe not in that style, but in whatever style.
Now, you also ran across a boomerang. I wouldn't say she's a millennial or whatever, but a boomerang professional, but not coming back to Birmingham, but coming back to the Black Belt.
Yeah, and there were several, actually. You're talking about Kristen Law, who used to be a curator at a fancy museum in Norfolk, and she was born in the Black Belt, and she came back to curate a tiny little Black Belt Treasures museum to teach kids art and those sorts of things, and has really become quite the proponent of telling the story of that place. Maybe, you know, not as grim as we've been known to tell that story, she says, but to watch them with kids and visitors, and you know, it's good to see people who come back to the place they love. That's the bottom line. And she's not the only one. There are a lot of people leaving, but when they come back, they kind of realize what they missed.
And probably your most controversial column of the month, the best barbecue in Alabama.
Yeah, I said Decatur. Tuscaloosa's coming for me. I'm telling you that. Yeah, I mean the fact, you know, when you can look on the Food Network any day these days, I guess, and see that the guys from Gibson's Barbecue are up in Decatur are up getting their credit as Alabama style barbecue with the white sauce and not. But it's not just them. I mean, there are several places up there. Witz comes to mind that are really doing a barbecue in a different way than we do it here. And it's not that Birmingham doesn't have good barbecue, or Montgomery, or especially Tuscaloosa. But in my book, Decatur wins.
Well, the barbecue story should be the final word, but any other final words you can think of, things that really struck you on taking this whole month of a road trip all across this very, very large state?
Yeah, unquestionably. I mean, I kind of did this because I cover politics all the time, and it gets to be a little grim, and I really wanted to kind of see the people again. And it's kind of been... I really feel like they have restored my soul in some ways. I mean, the people, no matter what they might think, no matter where they might come down politically or any of those things, people are pretty good people. And when you get out and talk to them, you realize that. And so I'm grateful for the experience.
Awesome. John Archibald is a columnist for the Birmingham News and Alabama Media Group. You can read his column every day this month on AL.com. Otherwise, in the paper on Sundays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, and most Thursdays on Morning Edition on WBHM. Welcome home, John.
Thank you.